Hey, world. I hope your Sunday fun day was absolutely amazing. Mine went pretty well, actually. Cannot complain. I wrote some pretty good, just rough draft of what I'm manifesting for music or a new song. I have my faith with me, and that's amazing. We went to Cheese Fest, we played games, we got face painted, we rode on rides, we went a fish. I ran into some old friends some old family that I haven't talked to in a long time, but I think we had our paths crossed for a reason, and he may be the change that I was looking for to really jumpstart this artist dream of mine. He's gonna take me under his wing, and I'm gonna learn from someone that actually knows music. So someone that actually was on Def Jam fucking records back in the day. Like, this is what he does. And he is a long time friend. I've known him goddamn near 20 years. Good people. We both grown. Out of the game. And now we can talk about it type of shit. It elevates. It manifests, and it changes everything. When you can't be indicted or facing time for rapping shit in your past, because your time, federal and state limitations have both ran out, and they can't touch you for what you say, everything changes then. Shit, I can tell you then. Yep, that was me. And then you had dismiss all charges. Yep, that was me, motherfuckers. That I did, and I was on everything. I had you running around my finger type of shit. Yeah. And they can't do anything about it. Statute of limitations is a beautiful thing. But it also should not be even worried about, in my opinion, on that level. Why don't you just tax it and legalize it? And let people deal with pain and shit on how they want to, and not try to control your narcissistic fucking asshole government. I swear to God. Disgusts me, actually. Truly fucking disgusts me on how they think that they can control everyone. They're not free. We're free until we break a rule. You can't deal with pain and feelings without consequences of getting caught unless you have a prescription. How the fuck is that okay? So if a doctor prescribes it, it's good. But if someone's, if you get in on the streets, it's illegal. What the fuck? The most fucking hypocritical bullshit I've ever heard in my fucking life. It's control. It's narcissism at its finest. It is not freedom. We are not free. We're free to speak our minds and not be persecuted. We're free for our religion. But we are far from being actually free. We are free until we get caught, and then we get sold to China, is what I'm thinking is actually happening. Conspiracy theory 101. I said what I said. Fuck it. Probably right half of the time that it turns out the mech and what I thought actually is the truth. I'll just go ask the universe. They'll confirm or deny or tell me do not ask this question at this time. See, that's the best part about it. So no matter what lies and bullshit people feed you, you can ask the universe with white light answers only. Talk to the divine, the gods, the goddesses, and the kingdom above. And they will tell you the truth. They will say yes, no. They will spell things out. They will give you numbers. They will give you names. You just have to ask what language it's in so you can translate if it's not yours. It is. And you know what? I'm gonna fucking videotape this one time. I say go back and forth. I have an alphabet. See, please go back and forth until you go above the letter and then go in a circle. And it literally will go back and forth over these letters. And then when it goes on, it'll go in a circle to tell me the answer. I'm not fucking playing with you at the Redneck Rave Bonfire in Wisconsin. In the wind at the bonfire. It's any fire outside is a ritual. I had my pendulum and I am asking the universe questions. And these people are watching. They're like, how are you doing that in the wind? And it's only going one way. And then I say, thank you. And it stops. And I ask another question. It goes a different way in the wind, not changing until I say thank you. They're like, how are you doing that? I'm like, I'm not. I'm telling you, it's real. You see to believe. It's amazing and it's beautiful and it's something that most people can't comprehend or think that in one way or another that it just swings because it's a pendulum. No, it swings that way. And every single time that I ask, please show me my yes, please show me my no, please show me my do not ask this question at this time if I do not have my cloth out, it is the same direction. They confirm and they deny, but you have to protect yourself. There's three steps, you guys. For the one or God or the divine to fill you with white golden light, protect you. Anyone you mention, ask about, or douse about in any layer, on every layer of my entire being, through this and any lifetime, protect us now. And white light, good white light may only answer my questions. If there is any negative or evil trying to interfere, please tell me I cannot douse when I get to the third question. Tell me no. I demand that only white light answers me. No evil is allowed to fuck with my soul. Excuse my language. Anyway, so then the second step is you ground yourself. You have to, you can put your feet on the ground. Just imagine roots coming out of you and going so deep down into this earth that they wrap around the center and they come back up to you so that you are grounded. And you can actually feel the difference. Like, you have to ground yourself. So imagine you're got roots that are just coming out of your feet and they're growing all the way down to the middle of the earth, and then they're wrapping around the hot magma and coming back up into your feet, and you're solid. Like, tornadoes coming around, you ain't getting picked up type of shit. And then third, finally, this is the biggest one. You have to say, may I, can I, should I, douse at this time on Jessica's, or your name, entire being, on this and any lifetime. May I, can I, should I, douse at this time. You have to ask for permission, and it'll tell you. It'll show a certain way, and then but you have to know which is your yes, what is your no, what is your, can I ask this question at this time? Either on a hand, or there's boards, there's cloths, whatever. And so after you see which way, you ask, what is, please show me my yes. It'll swing a different way. You say, thank you, wait for it to stop. Please show me my no. It'll go a different way. And then you say, do not ask this question at this time. And it'll go, and it'll do whatever it does. I always say, thank you. Try not to ask too many questions at once. They have to be yes or no, maybe, blah, blah, blah. They can't be like, what day am I going to die on? Or like, you know, how old was I when I had my first kids? You can't do that. It's yes, no questions. And it's like that kind of stuff. You can phrase it differently. Shoot. There was a spirit hanging out by my flagpole for for the longest time. I kept seeing him. And finally I asked him, I said, is he good or evil? Is there something hanging out by my flagpole outside? Yes. Is he good or evil? Is he good? No. Is he evil? Yes. Can he hurt me? Yes. Type of stuff. And it was, I asked questions. Like, I asked because I want to know. I asked the goddess's names or the gods. Are you a god or are you a goddess? Have we talked before? Can I ask you your name and will you spell it out? And like, I ask questions. I find out, and it's amazing because this pendulum will swing so fast. Like, and half the time I forget to say thank you. Or I'll ask another question without saying thank you, and it'll just keep swinging. And then I'll remember, like, oh, sorry, thank you. Or I'll be like, oh, is this true? Or can I do this? Should I do this? And literally I'll be like, it'll say yes, and I'll be like, I'll switch my question, and it'll, like, mid-thing, stop and go to no. It's amazing. They work with me. I think they get a kick out of my ass. I don't have patience for the pendulum to stop swinging. I need to learn that, but, you know, it's my connection to the universe and the divine is so inspiring and holds me on a different level. It puts me on a different level and literally manifesting everything that I can be with their guidance. That's how deep I am in the universe. My life changed when I found my spirituality and I figured shit out. And then I claimed white light and banished all evil. Actually, I fucking, wrote a little note to Lucy, and it was a binding spell that broke all association for him to interfere and mess with my brain, my life, or send me any more of his finds, this and that. No, it ain't for me and my children. And this in any lifetime from here on forward, he cannot touch me again. It was word, magic letter, the power of three, the divine, and my own free will, plus, you know, breaking, binding, and banishment. And but just, he didn't have to read it. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And when I sealed it and when I finished it, I felt that cord break. I felt it. I knew it. It was different. You know, what's so funny is that I had to make sure I spelled everything correctly, and I had to make sure that I worded it just right. He and his archfiends, or anyone that he associates, any of his little buddies that can't come at me or hurt me anymore. They can't cause me harm or pain or mess with my... They can't send demons to fucking keep me down anymore. And that's a beautiful fucking thing. Sorry, not sorry. But then again, I do have a darkness inside of me. It's Tawanda. Tawanda, you don't want to be... Most people never ever see that darkness. I keep it on a leash inside me, and it usually sleeps until a line is crossed, and then it awakes, and you reap what you sow, and may heaven and earth have mercy on you, because I will not. I will fucking make you pay your karmic debt times 7 with a smile on my face, as you beg for me to not. There is that identity in there that is evil and twisted. It makes Hitler look like a motherfucking saint. I can't take it away. I can't get rid of it, but I can cage it. I can leash it. I can harness it, and I can only unleash it to people that cross a line in my life that I draw, and I say, don't even tiptoe with it, don't play with it, don't push my buttons. You will be sorry. It's not a threat, it's a warning. I am the nicest girl on earth. I will fucking give you the shirt off my back, but you cross that line, there ain't no coming back. I will serve you up some karmic debt times 7, and you're gonna wish that you had the kindness back, and not the demonic death angel that named Tawanda that is literally breaking your mind and anything. And well, she's sowing what you reap, or reaping what you sow. That's how it is. There's 7 people in my life so far that have crossed that line, And I, you know what? I feel no fucking, they did what they did. They earned that shit. They earned what is coming to them. And I don't have to do anything but speak. My words is what's going to fucking cut you so deep. The truth, the pain, the trauma, the motherfucking feelings. Get ready, motherfuckers, because it's coming. I'm not dropping names. I'll drop first initials. There's a... Let me think. D, J, T, T, N, M, D. I'm going to think, y'all. Yeah, two T's. N, T, T, N, D, M. What am I missing? Oh, J. Yeah, there's J. Yeah, Mr. Tourette's. Mr. Fucking. Ooh, I'll drop that name, Justin. Justin, when I see you. Or ever see, run into you. I will not hold back. Shit. You can't call the fucking law because you've been running for how long for child support? You probably have how many warrants? Oh yeah, that's right. You have a warrant so for touching little girls. So when I see you, not only am I breaking 5 of your ribs, but I'm breaking your jaw. Call the police. I can't. Go ahead, motherfucker. I dare you. You pussy ass little motherfucking pedophiles. Motherfucking using ass. Sneaky son of a bitch. I hope you know that you reap what you sow, and there is no mercy to be shown for you or your soul. Because I believe you sold it to the devil a long time ago. And you, your debt will be paid on a silver platter, and I cannot wait until that day comes when I get to serve it up and remind you. I am not the bitch you want to fucking cross, but you did anyway. And you know what? You reap what you sow. You made your bed. You better go lie in it. Hope it's comfy, motherfucker. That's all I gotta say, Mr. Kaizek. You deserve every ounce of pain that you receive. That's all I gotta say about that, Mr. Shithead. I didn't even go outside. Oh my god, yeah, blame it on me. I get blamed for everything. Well, I didn't know the door was open. I walked out from the front, please. And this is my life. She's on the couch, I believe. All right, well, I gotta go get my kids to bed, and I just want to check in, but hey, mental health day. It was a good day all around. I had fun. I got shit done. It was a beautiful day. Sunday fun day at its finest, and you know what? Oh, one last thing. I need to find out if the military offers boot camp for minors, because my child, I'm sending him. I do not like to play with people's brains, but I am breaking the power control of way of thinking that is set in his brain. He thinks he runs the show, and it needs to go, so I will break it down, and I will fucking throw Marines Hell Week fucking boot camp at my house with some big-ass motherfucking drill sergeants to do it for me. Police ain't gonna be able to help me on this one. I need some. I need some professionals. That's all I gotta say. So, Shout out to any active or non-active military that would like to help me out. Send me a message and let's go.
You guys gotta go to bed. I gotta.
Okay. Breathe. Just breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. This shit makes me want to fucking scream. I swear to God, I can't take it no more. This fucking bullshit is ongoing because you can't control who I am, what I do, how I act, how I do things, this and that, because I'm not like you. Makes it wrong because I don't do things the way that you fucking do. I don't do them for a reason, motherfucker. We're different. I don't want to be like you. That's the reason why I don't do things the way you tell me or just like you. I don't want to become you. Call me disrespectful. Wow. I mean, literally. Seriously wondering. I hate to say that. I really hate to say this, but I think. God, I don't want to think this, but I think my mom is kind of a narcissist, as borderline control freak. Can you hear me now? Test. Is this on? Okay, good. So. Yeah. It is hard for me to understand why. And you know what? Okay, so when I am literally in a creative mood and I start writing music and I actually get like into it and I'm flowing and it's creative and I get going and I'm writing. And you know what? It turns into like this whole story almost. Like a chapter in a book on how I feel, and I just keep going on and on, and then I'll go down and I'll break down and edit it and I'll form this beautiful fucking creation. But it takes time as a process for me because I don't know how to write music, but I'm learning. And I start with what I want to talk about, and I keep going, and how I feel, and you know, I put my spin on it, and then I'll break it down, I'll break it down, until it all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Now, I'm actually handwriting it out this time, because it's dually therapeutic, because it's also some of my traumas, and stuff that I've been through, and I'm associating that into music, and a different spin, so that people, it's not just about me, it's like, this, it makes you look at the world a little differently, makes you look at things. So, I'm outside, I'm writing on the porch, and I'm writing, I'm doing well, and, you know, I'm really in the moment. Also, my mom comes out, and she wants to talk. She comes out with Riley's phone, because I got him a phone, one of those government phones that, you know, it doesn't cost me anything a month. And actually, it's just a little shit got fucking lucky. This motherfucker got a Galaxy A3i or something. A3OS. The phone's nice, almost nicer than mine. I mean, I have an iPhone. And it's a small, little iPhone. His phone is double my size. Got a better camera on that motherfucker. Yeah, he got a nice phone. I was shocked when I opened that mother. I was almost like, do I want to switch over and keep this one? And then I'll let him have mine. But no, I love my iPhone too. Long story short. She can't control the phone. She doesn't know that I have conflict controls or set up. She didn't ask me anything. I told her that I did all this. But she didn't know. She said she didn't know. Oh, Mom, I told you. You just don't believe me. You don't believe anything I say. And if I tell you what I tell you,
You have to double check and triple check to make sure because you don't believe me. You don't reassure me. You don't think that I know what I'm doing. You're very overbearing. You don't want me to parent. You want me to parent your way. You want me to do things your way. You tell me how to do things. Knowing that's a trigger for me on how I am putting me into a state of mind that would get me angry and mean and aggressive and not in this type of mind that I want to be in. Fuck. But, not, you know, that's not disrespectful at all. That's just me not knowing what my triggers are supposed to be. You know, I told you how many times. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to do it. This and that, you know, and then I'm being disrespectful because I refuse to take, put up with her, my stepfather's narcissistic gaslighting and this and that, and I will call him out on it with every single right. I have that right because abuse should not be, no. You do not get to call me on, tell me and pull my triggers and push my buttons, and I'm done with it. I will speak my mind, I will say how I feel, and it will be okay, because that is my feeling. I'm allowed to feel. I'm sorry if you don't like how I feel or how I am, but this is who I am, and I'm not changing. Maybe it's the change this time. So I'm pretty sure that I'm changing for me and no one else, and I'm doing pretty damn good at what I'm I'm pretty happy with who I'm becoming. Yes, you and you and him are stuck in the same thing. Like, y'all are just stuck, unhappy, and taking it out on anything that's different or judging, putting fingers. You know what? I'm glad that you have had such a successful, happy life, that you are so perfect and or have to look perfect and have to be and never done wrong. Don't make mistakes and such a great motherfucking person that you get to judge everyone else on what they've done in their life and or by the past. Because literally I've said to her, I've been working on not being disrespectful to snap with you, and I've actually done come very, very far. But when you condescend me, you belittle me, you say things under your breath when you get angry, you can do all that. But if I do that, or get mad and doing that, that's disrespect that you can do it to me? No. You reap what you sow. I show respect, and I match that level. I show respect. And if I do not receive it in return, then I match the level that you give. Let that be known. I'm not just going to be this person. And she's like, well, no, I'm going to answer Riley. Because Riley is very much in control. Very much runs the show. He is out of control. He thinks he can talk to us like any way, shape, or form. Like literally just... It's to the point that I'm about to be fucking drill sergeant. Oh yeah, it's about to be boot camp up in this bitch. Not fucking kidding. Like, you little boy, I'll show you who's fucking boss. You want to talk to me like that? Ooh, may you reap what you sow, and you are not going to like this big bad monster that comes out. Because let me tell you, this, the song I'm working on right now is actually about my disassociation disorder. Anyways, in my mental abuse, saying don't take my kindness for weakness, because I can flip a switch and I can become the meanest, most cold-hearted fucking dynamic. Oh, Don't take my kindness for weakness for literally glimpse. Oh, wait, no, wrong page. Okay, so what is it? I am, well, wait, I'm missing a page. Do you reap what you sow? The one who has no control over this devilship, death angel, that takes kindly over my mind as I switch into a pissed off Gordon Arenas cunt from hell that you have to deal with. Tawanda, the alter ego that will literally has no remorse. She makes Hitler look like a good guy when she speaks her mouth, bigot, broadcast a the dismembering glimpse of what is manifesting on her brainwaves to make you pay for sevenfold for karmic debt that you sold. May Ted have mercy and Lucy have pray for your soul. It is not in the mood to seek revenge at this time. Tawanda, backlash will make you feel regret and humiliation, terrorization with how you see yourself, with the power of words that have on your brain, that pain and suffering will be included with this account, with lots of thinking about how you can be so sweet and yet so completely diabolical, vicious and malicious, the coldest motherfucking cunt that's ever lived and makes the devil tiptoe around. And even the devil tiptoes around. Tawanda, her ice cold demeanor is colder than dry ice and can burn you and freeze. It can burn and freeze your mind just by speaking a whisper in your ear. Into disassociation with no self-esteem or worth, the power of words, and with cuts so deep, changes the way you see, think, and speak. Words that are repetitively reinforced, cutting you over and over till rooted in the cranium, corrupted neurons and receivers now defeated and depleted, they take hold to disassociation ways of mental ideas, wishing that they have one but who they are when they're looking at in mirrors, wishing they are anyone but who they are looking at in mirrors, pretending that embellishment, making believe is better than reality, daydreaming about being famous or pretty, skinny and accepted, beautiful or like. Not an ugly, chubby, fat, frizzy-haired, four-eyed girl who used to be so beautiful and small before and after effects are shocking to the know. Knowing that her ugly, chubby face is actually her body trying to protect her from playing house with a teenager. That love to control the playtime. Making her a submissive slave in his house, and we will not speak about that to anyone. If I do, Mommy will go to heaven like Matt, and it will be my fault, so I keep my mouth shut. I'm a good girl. And what? Time for me to I'm not going to sleep the rest yet because I'm not going to let it known on what is going on, but That's what I was just writing. And this is not even like what I've already written out the story more. This is just what I came up with in like 2 hours that I was outside last night. It was probably God, I spent 6 hours on this. And I kept crossing things out and rewriting, but I've got a good 10, 15 pages here of expressions and different ways to not take my kindness for weakness, because if you look on your, if you have Amazon or Apple Music, and you go to view full lyrics for Kindness for Weakness by New Breed, and it's funny. I thought they were the lyrics. No, he's writing, explaining to y'all. I don't think they're the lyrics. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a letter to us explaining the song or what it means or what its associations are behind it. But it literally got me thinking. And so New Breed and Jessica Allard, I respect you. I do not own the rights to this music. I'm not trying to steal your song or anything like that. I'm just doing my own version of it with a different kind of twist on it. But you are inspiration. That song is the inspiration for behind this song. Because this song's going to be more about don't take my kindness for weakness, because I can literally flip the script and become this cold-hearted fucking cunt that shows no fucking mercy with my disassociation disorder. I literally have different personalities up in my brain. I can become a different identity being in a flip of a point less than, but just like electricity plugging something in. Boom. I can flip. You cross that line into Wanda. Ooh. You cross this line, there's a line that you cross. If you cross, there's no coming back. And make Ted and the One have mercy, and Lucy have mercy on your fucking soul and your being, because I will literally pay you. You will reap what you sow with karmatic debt times 7, and I will be the one serving it up on a silver platter with a no fucks given fucking making Hitler look like a good guy type of fucking evilness, darkness. I don't think people realize that there is a part of me that probably is evil and devious and vicious and malicious, but you have to cross a certain line that is very, 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 very hard to get to in my life. 7 people I can name, maybe 8, that have crossed that line so far. And may they reap what they sow. They made their bed, they're gonna have to lie in it. And I'm not threatening them. I'm not gonna do them any harm. But I will in a different type of mentality, I guess you could say. So I'm not causing any bodily harm. I'm not threatening anyone. I'm not saying I'm gonna attack. No, none of that. That is not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you reap what you sow, you cross the line, and now I give no, absolutely zero fucks about anything that has to do with you. The gloves are off. Come at me, motherfuckers. I wish a motherfucker would. I will fucking literally. Well, I'll just pull a hat trick with a magic trick. With 3 parts. 1, 2, and 3. And the conclusion is only if you decide to try me or fuck around and find out. I can't get into it more because that's another part of another, yeah, It'll be explained when I drop the song. Now, my mom thinks that talking about my situation and what's going on with her is going to help. No, it doesn't, Mom. Because we don't see eye to eye. We don't think alike. I don't want to be anything else. I don't want to have your life. I feel sorry for you. And I damn well don't want you to parent my children. I wish you would give me a chance that I could parent my own. Stop being overbearing and giving everything for me. Stop. Well, if you don't do it, well, if I don't do it, who will? I will. In my own style, because that's not how you do it, makes it wrong in your eyes. Well, Mom, I'm sorry, but the way you parented me, you didn't do very well. You didn't pass. I hate to say it, but I know this fucked up thing, more fucked up thing, is that I've tried to take back control of her on Riley. I try so hard, but because I don't do it their way, they fight against me, and I'm wrong. I'm the bad guy. I'm the villain. I am the one that is not okay. I'm the one that is the bad, is wrong all the time. I'm not the one that I'm the one that has to change. It has nothing to do with the fact that your daughter is 35 years old, has disassociation disorder, multiple fucking personalities because of trauma in my childhood, in my young childhood. The abuse that I have occurred in my life is substantially not okay. And the fact is that I'm starting to see that it's not just from, well, it's from both the parents, but it's not just from my stepmother. I'm starting to look at my mom's control issues and her having to be constantly doing this her way or this and that. The red flags are popping up left and right, and I hate to say that, but I don't want to say that about my mom, but I'm starting to think that, it's not just my, that mom that was big damage. And I admit when I'm wrong. I admit when I fuck up or when I am wrong on certain things. I mean, yes, that, you know what, I don't know if there should be this and this or not, but don't get your panties in a bunch. I bet you did most of the fucking damage, but the two of you combined, oh shit, I had no fucking chance. Gotta eat it a lot, but I'm starting to see that. My mom just finished. And, you know, I probably did my own damage. Shit, I mean, I did no drugs. You know, drinking and boozing and gambling. Just fucking, I mean, yeah. I caused my own fucking abuse, too. Trust me, I'm on the blame, too. For my choices, for this and that. Yeah, I'm a fucking angel. I'm not. Thing. I'm not some of my reasons. My own self-misery is my own fault at times. But some of my self-misery is also reactions from, I'm reacting to abuse, I'm reacting to trauma, I'm reacting to being triggered And some of it, I'm just being a fucking cunt. Some of it, I just don't give a shit. I'm not one to be controlled. I am not one that you should underestimate. I am not one that likes to do things that I don't want to do. I'm not one that is going to. I'm going to do things my way, and I don't give a fuck what you say. If you're going to tell me how to do it or what to do, this and that, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it my way. Because I don't want to do it your way. Let me figure some of the shit out. I've had to figure everything else out on my own. Why are you going to tell me how to parent? That's the biggest thing. Please stop telling me how to parent my child when you... The apple is falling. Riley's turning out just like... I was just like Riley. How he acts and how he talks and what he's saying and this and that. That was me growing up. I was the same way. No fucks given. Like, when it came to my mom and shit, like, yeah, we used to fight, but she doesn't realize that, she would ground the shit out of me, but no, she babies the fuck out of me. You know why? I don't understand it. It actually kind of pisses me off in a way. Because, she cares so much about Riley. And this and that, like with the phone one about, Station Wagon sent him a text message saying, call this number and Station Wagon's in California when you activate your phone, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh my God, I saw this on the phone. Who is this? What was that? That's the wireless provider. It's to activate the phone. You fucking kidding? But, yeah. You know, it's so funny to me how you are so concerned over my child, your grandson, going to kill your fucking daughter. Wow. Shit. That was... Fuck. You don't care that much, Mom. That's what I'm saying. You didn't know. Show me the same, type of love or concern for your little girl with the protection of the state. There's so much about him and this and that, but you care more about your boyfriend at the time than or getting married or how pretty you are or going to the wedding. Money or then paying attention to your very broken and depressed and unhappy daughter that is. Broken in it. Had no self-worth or self-esteem. Actions, thought, just wanted to be anyone but who she was in the mirror. And she did not. She just wanted to be like and popular, pretty, skinny. Would you bother to show me how to do my hair? Take the time to buy me hair products to me and you look even halfway decent. You didn't pay attention. You weren't observant. You didn't answer the questions. You didn't think that anyone or anything could have caused need to be so defiant or unrealistic or angry or that was just a problem child or it was my dad or it was Maya. It was even with anything but the fact that anything but what? Anything that wasn't, anything that was not beautiful. Where you had to take on. Acknowledging, accepting, admit that you fucked up, that you
good morning, motherfuckers. Good fucking morning, Tuesday. Oh, it's Titty Tuesday. That's right. Good fucking Titty Tuesday morning to ya. It's a fucking crazy clarity and realization I just had, and I had to jump on here and do a quick segment. So, you know how I've been talking with my mom and how this and that, and then with Riley, and like I literally looked up like boot camp fucking information in Wisconsin yesterday, military boot camp stuff. Like it's nonstop, and I'm wondering if it has to do a lot to do with electronics, but or screen time, because that's very real. But here's the thing. As Riley, it becomes disrespectful and yells at us and screams at us and this and that. And is Riley, if he doesn't get his wit and he doesn't run the show. And I am trying to reinforce that, no, you cannot talk like this. No, I will take it away. He does what he wants. I think the situation at hand is I made him breakfast. There's his sister's watching Scooby-Doo on the big TV. And he wanted another electronic besides Scooby-Doo that he had just been watching finally for a good 15 minutes while I was making breakfast. All fine. All of a sudden, his food's on the table. Now he needs a different electronic to watch besides Scooby-Doo while he eats. And he wanted his phone. And I said, no, because you have not changed anything with your grounding. So, you're not getting your phone back. You're not getting your phone back until you can learn. You learn a lesson that you need to be respectful and nice and not talk to me any way that you think you can. It's Tuesday. You can, I said that you're grounded from your phone till at least Tuesday at what, 2:30 in the afternoon when you decided to put hands on me, son? Yeah, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. You still got some time on that, not getting your phone. Now, he doesn't care. He asked for my mom's phone, and my mom like said to him, because Faith, he just went to go turn the TV off what Faith was watching. And I was like, oh, Faith, honey, I know you want to watch Scooby-Doo, but we almost have to pick our battles right now because it could escalate. I could see it in escalation. And I'm like, but how about we make a compromise? And then he turns on YouTube, and I don't like what he watches on YouTube. I'm about to take YouTube completely out of this house. Like, I'm going to, like, block it on on the PS4. I'm going to block it on his phone. I'm going to delete it off the goddamn smart TVs. I'm sorry, but there are certain flipping videos that he has been watching that does not help the situation at hand, because the way they talk in those videos, he thinks that's reality in his mind. The stuffed animals that are talking and they're all cool and they're swearing and they're saying all this nasty shit. Yeah, guess what? My child thinks that that's real, because my child plays like that and has his friends are stuffed animals, people. Those are his friends in real life. Reality check. So those videos that he watches is like real life for him, not make believe, not pretend. And that's why he thinks that he can, I think that some of the reason why he thinks that he can talk to us that way is because that's sometimes how they talk and how they treat each other. In the play videos, in the pretend. Yeah, Riley takes that and puts it into reality because of, I don't know, maybe I'm psycho and say maybe he's just a little shit. I don't know, maybe it's because he doesn't have screen time, or he has too much screen time, or what the fuck. But if he doesn't get his way, it's a fucking shit show, and it's done. But here's the kicker, okay, back to my thing. So he takes my mom's phone anyway. It says, because we did turn back, slow down. My mom says, you could use Zona's phone if you turn Scooby-Doo back on. And I said, what? Hold on. That is not what I said. Oh, and then she's like, oh, I take it back. I'm like, you can't just say shit like that. She literally just says whatever. And that's fine. And it's fine. I get it. You know, I've done that too, Kelly. Whatever. That's not the issue. The issue is that then he really does put on Scooby-Doo, which is fine. Good. But then goes to action, and even after I say, no, not with the way you're acting, you're not getting to be able to use it on his phone right now, because you don't need that electronic screen time. You need to learn that you can't talk to us like that. And he takes it anyway. Okay? So he takes it, right? Great. Sits down and he starts to eat, kind of. And I'm like, I'm eating my piece of French toast, and I'm chewing, and I'm carefully thinking about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to deal with this situation. And I stay very calm. I have not yelled at him once. I have not yelled right into my voice. I literally kept my cool, same tone, same monotone, same tone of voice. Haven't raised it really yet. You know, I'm trying to, you know, keep my aggression under control, because I can yell, I can scream, I can become very aggressive, and I don't need to do that. So that's me working on myself, but also to keep his reaction from escalating. Long story short, he's sitting there and he says something. I said, oh no. I'm like, pause that and put it down for a second and talk and look at me. You need to talk to mom real quick. You need to pause that and put it down right here. And he looks at me and he goes, what? Looks up. And I'm like, pause the phone, put it down. We need to finish talking about something. And he goes, oh, and he literally puts it up like against our like centerpiece, stands, not on pause. And that's when I grab it. And I was like, click. I'm sorry, buddy, but you still do not even listen to simple instructions on what I tell you to do. You disregard it. You're not using it. You just lost the phone. I might have been nice and was gonna let you use it for like while you ate, but you couldn't even follow that, like, to pause it and put it where I told you to do. You did what you wanted anyway. You don't listen. No respect, Joan. No, I'm gonna do what I want. Great. He's literally the 12-year-old version of me to a point. Yeah. And it's fucking, you know, I'm thinking people understand how fucking bad that makes me fucking feel. I promise that I would not let my kids live my lifestyle or grow up like how I did. And my Riley's literally acting just like me. No, okay, wait, back. That's just a realization point. Hold on, I'll add a flag. Now, here's what I came to realize after I take the phone. You know, he starts yelling and screaming and this and that. And, you know, I just go back to what I was doing. And he gets very mean and aggressive because he's not getting what he wanted. And I talk nicely, you know, back to him, whatever. I respond. And then all of a sudden, my mom goes, and she tells me, she's like, no, at this point, you just need to stop talking and let it go. And just don't respond, Jessica. You need to, don't even respond to him. Don't you answer him. Just stop talking to him. That's what you need to do. You need to just, nope, don't even respond to him. Wait a minute. So, who the fuck are you to butt in and tell me that I need to stop talking when I'm trying to explain something to my very, 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 very difficult child to get to understand things or hear me or actually listen? But when he gets mad and aggressive, we back off because you don't like him becoming angry or hurtful, or he, basically you just let him do it with no punishment or remorse in a way, kind of. So basically you just let it happen and then let him calm down and everything's fine. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, well, that's not how I do things or want to do things. Or if we were living in our own house or if I didn't have help, I don't know, let's put it this way. While I'm trying to stop Riley's disrespectfulness and deal with that, my mom starts triggering my stuff and telling me what to do because I hate being told what to do. They know that's a trigger. They know that puts me in a different mindset that literally sparks my aggression, that makes me angry, makes me filled with who I was, you know, back when I was his age and I acted that way. Now, I'm getting triggered to that point. Well, he's at that point. I'm trying to take him out of that point, but she's putting me in that point. It's like a motherfucking tag team. I don't know. It's funny, though. She said today, God, he is just like you. He's just you when you were that age. Okay, Mom. And yet, it's my fault. Yep, it's all my fault still. Still me. And yet, I'm not, I mean, I am, but I'm allowed or tolerated or alone raising him. Other than that, none of it runs the show. And not without, and don't think I didn't try. I tried and I tried and I tried. But she doesn't like the way that I parent and that I am, so it's wrong, and they will push back on me and not work with me, and I have to do it their way. And you know what? I don't want to do it your way, because look at what's happening yet again. Round two, same fucking thing. Only, he has autism. An intermittent explosive disorder, and that's an excuse for it. Well, I'm sorry, Mom. I had severe traumatic childhood trauma as a child. Mind-altering, mind-changing, mind-breaking, mind-disassociating fucking trauma. That went unrecognized, noticed, or that's the right word. Not really even looked for. So I'm sorry that, now I have new work checklists on what I need to do. And what I need to talk to. I filled up my psychotherapy, stuff last night. So that's getting put in the mail today. Actually, I might go fucking drop it off, actually, to get an appointment quicker. And, I was open and honest about it, and it is a huge realization on what I need to. I have a big to-do list on my child, because I will not allow my mom or anyone in any way, shape, or form to think they're helping that. When really they're not helping, they're more of the they're hurting more than they're helping. And it's hard to tell someone that, or explain that to someone that doesn't see it that way, or accept or take accountability for anything that they possibly did wrong raising you or anyone. Because they're not at fault. It's us, not them. And maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, I don't know. In my eyes, though, as much as I don't want to admit that, because I do raise my child, don't think that I don't. But when it comes to running, yeah, Nana was there a lot when I wasn't. So yeah, when it comes to raising Riley, I do what I can when I'm allowed, but Nana has raised him, I'll say at least half the time. So I'll take some of the blame for the way he is, but I'd say 25% of that because of genetics and trauma he's seen from trauma, behaviors, and language he has seen from me. As in, traumas. My stepfather kicking the shit out of me. Nick and I fighting. Tim and I fighting. Me talking however I wanted to them when I was very toxic and angry, and I would snap and I would fly off the handle and I didn't know how to control because I did not deal with any of this situation, so I was still a 5-year-old in some of my parts of my brain. So yeah, I threw fucking tantrums, I screamed, I yelled, I didn't know how to fucking feel. I didn't know how to deal with those emotions. Anyway, I take blame for some of that. But some of that is also what trauma does to people. I learned that trauma does make you think and act, can act, make you think and act a certain way. And, you know, sorry, I'm dealing with my traumas. Like, I'm not perfect. I made a lot of fucking mistakes, but I own my shit and I talk about it and I will admit to everything if I've done it. And how I see it in my mind and or remember it. No, I have a very, very pretty great memory. I mean, I can remember from when I was 2.5 in fucking Colorado at my Aunt Judy's wedding, and I'm pissed off because I'm not in the fucking wedding, but my cousin Amanda is, and I'm sitting on a swing set wearing a white dress. My hair was long. It was a bright blue sunny day. My mom was in a purple fucking flowered dress that had her shoulders off the off the shoulder in 80s style. My dad had like a, I don't know, it was like a peachy salmon type of button down on. And I'm sitting on one of the swing sets that had like the two-seater, like the seats that face each other, almost like a teeter-totter without the teeter in the middle, facing, because who came over and talked to me? Was it? No, it wasn't Judy. It might have been Kelly. I don't remember exactly. Someone came and talked, sat across from me and talked to me on why I was so angry and upset. I remember that. I remember the billy goats. I remember Colt going down the spiral staircase holding a big fat cat, wearing Uncle Bill's cowboy boots. Shit, I have a picture. I just found that picture, actually. I remember doing that. I remember my dad said we should have filled up with gas at the gas station on the corner of Ballard in Wisconsin because it was 99, 97 cents when we left, and it was 105 the next day or something like that. It like jumped so many cents and they were so angry about it. Gas was still under $1 back then. It was 105, I think. I remember the tornadoes. I remember that house. You'd be amazed at what I fucking remember. I don't know if I have a photographic memory or not, but I know it's pretty fucking well. And, so when I say how I remember things and people try to tell me differently, don't fucking lie to me, bitches. I can literally go back into my brain and pick things out. Maybe it's not a photo. It's like a photographic memory. Anyway, I said I own my shit, and this is all I had to say real quick. I only told Faith I was going to be in here for 15, 20 minutes, so I'm going to jump off. I'm going to feel better. But yeah, underlying factor. When Riley gets defiant, angry or not, his way, and becomes aggressive and loud and mean and not and disrespectful, if I don't just ignore him and stop talking and this and that, then, well, or if I try to talk to him about it and he continues or keeps yelling and screaming and blah, 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 I'm told to be quiet and that triggers me. And then I am put in the mindset of where he's almost at. And then so I'm trying to fix his mind, but my mind's going to is now equivalent to where his mind is at. So how am I supposed to fix the traumas when I'm getting triggered myself? This is a whole shit show. Fucking funhouse. Shit. Betty's fucking shit show. Funhouse shit show. Shit show asylum. Damn. Okay. Oh, I can't breathe underwater. And down it's on so long we can breathe underwater. Damn, I'm just pulling. I can breathe underwater. Oh, okay, so new breeding, Jesse Howard ever, or Ola Nation, anyone that associates as part or whatever. Your music helps me more than you know right now. You are literally pulling me, keeping me going. I'm breathing underwater and just I'm walking across the ocean. I'm literally walking across the ocean. No, I'm not walking across the ocean. I am, what am I doing? I'm swimming to the surface after sitting at the bottom for so long.
My mind to realize the fucking disassociation our fucking government has done to our eyes. You have to be crazy or insane to talk about children getting fucked this or that when it's actually a daily reality for these fucking motherfuckers. Bring it on, bitches. I am that bitch. I will talk about fucking uncomfortable motherfucking shit. Not blink an eye, smile, and say, hey, look, watch me. I can make my ass clap. Type of fucking bullshit. Don't play with me. I'm the fucking devil's daughter, motherfuckers. I was brought here first. I'm the bitch that's gonna change shit. So you better hear a fucking reason. I'm not afraid to fucking say everything that makes you fucking want to throw up in your fucking mouth. I'm that bitch that's gonna change the fucking world. And if you don't hear me now, better listen up quick, because I will not stop until you literally throw up on my goddamn floor at a venue. I don't give two fucks. You asked for it. You didn't hear my voice. You didn't hear my clout. I had to be fucking insane. I'm gonna change all that. I got feedback now. Now I know how I gotta come at you, bitches. I gotta come hardcore. I gotta be that bitch that fucking no one's hurt before. Maybe then I'll fucking change the game. I'll change the children's fate. I'll get them back home to where their parents are praying. I'm not afraid. I've been there before. I've been praying to my fucking gods. And I won't ask them when they're not answering type of shit. Don't fucking play with me. I am that crazy fucking bitch that's seen the fucking shit. Now come play with me. Underestimate me. Try to stop me. I dare you. The divine's got my back and they will fucking make me sure that I do not go back to heaven before I am asked to or to fulfill my this shit. Try me, bitches. I'm not scared. White light fills me and my soul. And I'm done listening to fucking people. They're fucking bullshit and accepting it. But each fucking black sheep is coming full force. Get ready. This is the warning shot. I will not fucking apologize for any more.
Hold on to it.
Hold on to what? That anger, that dissociation, that fucking being picked on again? Yeah, I will. I will hold on to everything that I have felt. And then I will twist it and I will turn it until all of you feel the same. I'm a fucking manipulative fucking bitch. It's got the devil and the fucking Ted in her soul. Equally. The devil doesn't realize that he gave me a gift. Like, with Tawanda, you motherfuckers. Hitler looks like a good person. He didn't mean to give me that shit, but he did. So, sorry, not sorry, Mr. Lucy. Lucy, I love Lucy. I thank you for that. You're a beautiful person, but you're an evil, twisted motherfucker. And you can't touch me because I broke association by the word of magic and this and that. Divine power and my own free will. Now I ask you again. Are you scared? I think you're shaking in your boots because then that bitch is going to rock you in your entire fucking world. I hope you're listening, world. Betty found her worth tonight. She found the reason that's going to keep her going. You know why? I might be hated on, but I'll be fine. Make fun of me, bitches. I got thick skin. You can't fucking touch me now. I will make my ass do a round of fucking claps before I give a single fuck what you think about me and my ass. I will dance how I want to. I will smile and I'll be fine. Because you know what? You bitches can't fucking touch me and what I've been through. You can't match my pain or my loyalty or what I've been through. Most of you can't lift the lid to my goddamn shoebox, let alone do two spins without breaking your neck. I test you, dare you.
Uh-oh. Oh, is it Chelsea?
No, nope, I'm just doing a podcast.
You're podcast?
You want to say hi? Say hi to Betty's podcast.
Hello!
Hello, world!
It's only us and the fucking K-Bar podcast.
No, no, it's Betty's Black Sheep.
It's not the K-Bar podcast.
It's not the K-Bar podcast. It's just...
If it was, it'd just be a bunch
it
of...
It is definitely not. It's more about, children.
It's
not
the K-Bar podcast.
It is not the K-Bar podcast.
It should be.
But it's not. It's more about how people make me feel at the K-Bar podcast when I talk about real issues.
Well, that is a big issue.
It is a big issue because our government associated y'all to think that I have to be drunk or insane to talk about it. When really, it's reality and they can't see it for that. But I'm not, I've had not maybe 10 drinks. Shots. I've blown a 4.36 and talked coherently with an officer after kicking the shit out of motherfuckers.
And that's what we expect.
Back in the day. I'm not that person.
Well, I am.
I'm not. I mean, I can be, but I'm not anymore. You gotta hit me first for me to fucking attack. I spread white light, not fucking hatred. And the devil can't take my soul again. K-Bark podcast? No. More like reality at its finest. Laughed and hated on, picked on, it's what's the norm. I don't give two fucks. It bounces off me and sticks to you like glue. Isn't that what they used to say? In reality, it cuts deeper than a knife and more than you know. But I've got thicker skin and I've built myself up with steel, so you bitches are just shining your knives and can kiss my ass. You want me to make it clap for you? Fuck off, I'm done with this shit. I am cut from a different cloth. I am cut from a different breed. I've seen more fucking destruction and trauma than most people have ever seen in their fucking life. They point fun and make fun and say she's drunk or she's crazy because she speaks the truth about real situations and real shit that happens. But she's got to be drunk or insane to talk about it. She's fucking crazy. She's weird. No, I'm just real, motherfuckers. Trying to bring light into your eyes and let you see the world for how it is instead of in your fishbowl fucking eyes. Open up that motherfucking bullshit. Hear what I say and listen to what I speak. I want you to see with your ears and listen with your eyes type of shit. Do you hear me yet, world? Betty's fucking speaking. Bah, bah, fucking black sheep. Point and laugh all you fucking want. It will literally bounce off of me. I built myself back up with the fucking steel type of shit that your fucking words and associations don't fucking manifest. You mean nothing to me in my life except for the fact that unless you're here to help humanity. If you're here to downgrade me or maybe feel stupid or ill, you'll build me up actually into a bigger and better badass than I've already been. Try me, motherfuckers. Your hate brings me glate. Or makes me gate. Makes me happy. It makes me a better fucking person. Keep hating. It's only going to build me up to the fucking queen that I am. Have always been. And need to be. To make this fucking change. You're going to hate me till the fucking cows come home. I give two fucks less what you think. And that's some real fucking shit. I will talk about children getting fucked all day long. You know why? Because on Saturday, every other Saturday and Sunday, that's what happened to me all day long. I'll just tell you about how I played and tell me why my parents didn't put the through and two together after three times after it happened and it stopped that it was happening with other females. Oh, wait, no, but that was wrong because it was with females, not where I learned it from. Fucking moronic fucking bullshit. Questions that should have been asked that weren't. That is how they failed me. Not to protect me, not this and that. They failed to ask the right questions and ask the right assumptions. They saw it for what they wanted it to be and not for what it was. I didn't say you failed because you weren't good parents. I said you failed because you asked the wrong questions and didn't see the truth. You didn't pick up on the fucking hints that I fucking gave to you. That is how you failed the parenting 101, motherfuckers. To be clear. And the truth speaks when I drink. And oh, wait, I must be drunk because I had two drinks of Red Seg on the Rocks, Manhattans, with lime juice since 10 o'clock. It is 2:05. Oh, wait, and I lied. And three Puerto Rican hookers. So add that together. What is that? 11 drinks? I want you to count up all of yours. Each beer, drink, or shot equals one. Now mine is over a 5-hour period. So I've had six drinks. You're right. You know, I probably blow over. But then you never fucking know because I'm the crazy motherfucker that can blow 4.36. Talk coherently and ask you what the fuck you want. And I want at that time. And remember everything because I remember saying that to the cop as he put me in handcuffs. And I said, you can't do this to me. My PO's right there. He'll let me go. And Brent said, told you not to have police contact as he walked the fuck away. And that's when I started singing fucking Selena. And people started videoing it. Don't play with me. I told you that my memory is photographically. I remember everything to a point. I don't remember getting into the vehicle or the fight, but I remember fucking kicking those bitches and winning that fight to a point. I ain't playing with two people. Betty's doesn't have a reason to lie. The truth will come out, so it speaks for itself. And everything will come out in the end, especially for you seven that fucking don't want it to. I speak the truth and they know that. Ask the universe if I'm wrong. Right? Like I'm wrong. I believe that every game is going to heaven. Because I believe that all the game of kings is going to heaven. I'm a fucking OG from the streets. Running this badass bitch to the streets. Guess what, bitches? You don't want to fucking play with me. I'm fucking twisted and sadactivated. You know what? Don't even do it. Don't answer. Yeah, I'm that fucking bitch. So here I go. This is me, Betty Three Black from the streets. Guess what, bitches? I ran the shit. came up as a queen, came up as a little fucking bitch, to nothing to everything. Learned my worth real quick, was taught by an eagle from the motherfucking boss. Tank, you did it for me, you taught me how it goes. Taught me the fucking codes, and then you went to heaven though. I tried to save you though, but may you rest in peace. I did what I did, and I called that shit. Called 911, did it all day. Guess what? They can charge me anyway, because it got good hope charges. No drugs associated with it. Can't be fucking charged with that fucking shit when you call 911 when someone's dying. That's a fact. So all you motherfucking bitches that don't fucking hit that Narcan or call 911, someone's OD, you're fucking idiots, bitches. No one can fucking touch you with any type of drug enforcement, any type of shit that's at the scene if someone's ODing. Good cause law. Save your friends, call 911, don't be scared, they can't fucking hurt you, make you pay, or incriminate you for calling 911 when someone's dying. It's the law, and if you know the laws can't hurt you. You just have to make sure you memorize them and know them better than they do. Yep, yep, left, right, left, kind of like I do. Left, right, left, 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 right, left. Pistol on my waist, but I can't cause I'm a bitch. I'm a felon, gun that F club, and guess what, I'm that bitch. Non-violent felon, can't fucking spit shit. Can't protect myself for something that had to do with fucking plastic. Who the fuck am I? I'm a fucking female. Sex trafficking is real and they could come and get me. How can I not protect myself? I got a knife to bring to a gunfight. Fuck you bitches, I'll protect myself. Any cause, any life. Gun rifle. Black powder rifle is what I get to fucking play with, or a muzzle loader, bitch. Who the fuck are you to say that I can't fucking associate fucking guns with my fucking brain because I was a non-violent felon? Fuck that shit. Any fucking felon. Paid your time, you did your shit. Guess what? You can protect yourself. This shit's gotta fucking go. Done with the shit. Gun muzzle. Don't play with me. I'm that brain that will get you though. Certain mentalities, yes, I can see that. But on others, I've been raped more times than you can fucking count. More times tried. More times than I've had to protect myself with a goddamn fucking knife. You don't want to see me. I'm a fucking butcher better than these motherfucking cows can fucking think. Fuck around and find out. I play like Rittenhouse. I'll hit that juggler better than you can say 1, 2, 3. I got you, bitch. Don't play with me. Protect myself at all costs. Not fucking predator. Not fucking victim. Not that fucking bitch. Not one to be fucking played with. And this is my shit. And Justin Time knows what I'm talking about. Violent felons should be able to protect themselves. Violent felons should be able to protect themselves. Everyone should be able to protect themselves from anyone at any given state. If slavery is the fucking change, that's just gonna fucking be your state. That's the difference in this government. They're not protecting our people, and then expect them not to be able to protect themselves. You can't have it both ways, bitch. You can't be a hypocrite. Choose one or the other. Either it's 1776, or it's your fucking goddamn bullshit. Guess what? I go with 1776. I don't associate it with anything different. Once you start taking my protection is when I disassociate it. And I have disassociated disorder, and that's what I declare. So you can't fuck with my order because my mental state says different. And now that's what's in play. Can't be home. I claim insanity by abuse and non-protection from these fucking government that protects our people. Bullshit, bitches. You protect your own. You sell us to fucking China is what I think. My opinion, not a fact. I can say whatever I want because I'm freedom of speech, bitch. In my rights. What's up? Yep, I take back the government on sex trafficking. My shit. Bring it on, bitches. I ain't storming no capital. I'm taking it up piece of piece because that's what I can do, shit. I can make a difference in this fucking world today. Bitches don't think that I can fucking hang. I built my own table. I'm not asking you to come sit with me. You can come sit with me if you want to change the fucking humanity. Make a difference. Put your power where it matters. Just like the slaves did when the word of voice with their songs. It's only flip-flop in reverse because our government's the one enslaving us now.